from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. The Crickets are a trio with deep roots in the American Gulf Coast region. They have received many accolades, including awards from the Independent Music Association. Their latest studio album was recorded at the famous Muscle Shoals Studio by Grammy nominee Ben Tanner from the band Alabama Shakes. We recorded the Crickets at WUWF's Studio A.
Sitting on the banks of the Magnolia River, trying to figure out which way I should go. I could head upstream to the cool springs, find a bottom of a bottomless cold hole. If I head downstream on this winding river, I'd eventually end up in the warm week's bay. Who's to say which way is better? The decision's mine at the end of the day. Cool waters take me home to the world to leave me alone. Cool waters let me roam. Oh, what she been trying to tell me. The only time I see her is in my dreams. Oh, it's been this way since she's been gone. Words lost in translation and I wake too soon to know. Maybe if I go back to sleep, she'll finish what she's saying. Were the words I spoken? She is taken. Things between us are so whole different. I guess that's what happens when the truth is unraveled. I hope one day I'll be able to forgive them. Time will tell, and if all its fears are having lost a damn thing. Baby, finish what she's saying. Were the words unspoken? Oh, for she was taken. Maybe she'll make the scar ring down on me. Maybe she's a red bird and she'll fly right past me.
The Crickets from our Studio A at WUWF. I'm John McDonough. Couple of great tunes. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you so much.
And who is going to be the spokesperson?
Let Lauren do the honors.
Sure, the person in the middle. Why don't you introduce everybody?
I'll be glad to. We are the Crickets. I spell with a K. And we have Emily Stuckey Sellers with us. She is from the Fairhope area. My name is Lauren Spring. I'm from Port St. Joe, Florida. And Rachel Grubb is from Lake City.
Hey. Oh, wow. So kind of all over.
Yeah, we stretch out over the panhandle.
Well, you know, I wondered because in all your bios and promotional material, it says they're from the Gulf Coast.
Which interestingly is, you know, kind of vague, huh? It's strategic.
Could be anywhere, you know.
We never know how to answer the question, so we just say we're from the Gulf Coast, panhandle area.
So how did you get together then if you're from, you know, like all spread out towns?
Originally, we've been a band since July of 2015, so it's been 8 years now. Originally, we got together playing a cancer benefit fundraising event for a girl named Cricket Russell in Port St. Joe, and which is where our name comes from. We just were, you know, we had no intentions of having a band or it becoming something.
Sure.
We asked her mom if during that event we could call ourselves the Crickets, and it ended up blooming into this. And that benefit fund is pretty amazing. It helps those who are uninsured receive cancer aid, whatever they need, rides to the hospital or
incredible
mammograms, that kind of thing. And the fund is alive and well. You can check that out at thecricketfund.org.
Oh, the Cricket Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a good history for the band, you know, because a lot of bands, you know, it's like, ah, well, we knew each other in high school, or, you know, we did this or did that, or we met in jail or something like that. But that is
well,
so
cool.
Well,
that's the true story, but we'll just stick with this super altruistic.
You actually met in jail, right?
Teasing.
So who does the writing? Do you collaborate, or you must, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We all are singer-songwriters. All of us have our own solo projects. We've been involved with different musical groups and bands and variations of you know, some sort of display of music in our lives. But songwriting is hugely important to all of us, and all of us collaborate. When we sit down to write a song, it's together usually. On both the albums, we have two studio albums. Both of those albums have songs on them that were solo writes, but or written with outside people and brought into the band.
Sure.
So songwriting and co-writing is a passion, and we all love it.
Yeah. So does one of you, you know, like bring a song to the others, or do you just get together and start writing and collaborating and thinking, well, what can we do?
Sometimes, you know? It is that. The song we just played, Emily was having a feeling. It was a dream about her grandmother, and she had a riff in her head. I mean, sometimes it's that tangible, and brought it to us after she'd written most of it. And the band worked on it together after that. But then sometimes it's, you know, on the way to our gigs last weekend, we wrote a song, a forced one, you know.
Really,
and it's
cool,
just to
yeah.
stretch the muscle and exercise it. And sometimes really beautiful things come out of those sessions, and sometimes, you know, a forced song comes out of it. It's terrible, but that's okay, because you don't have to cut them all, but it's good to, you know, continue honing the craft and trying to get
sure.
better at it.
Now, that process must get easier the longer that you've been together. You know,
I think so.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because it seems like you're all really comfortable with each other, and, you know, you're really good friends, and you've been doing this, like you said, for 8 years.
Yeah.
It must get a little easier as time goes by, right?
It's as close to having a sister as anything I know. I don't have a true one, so this is what I know as having a sister. I mean, we've been in countless very questionable sleeping situations together in very small hotel rooms, or, you know, having to spend just tons of time in the car together, you know, that's
sure.
very intimate space. Or studio time, you know, is studio time, writing time. Those are some of the most vulnerable places a human being can be. Just put your feelings on a sheet of paper and sing it to people. You got to be a little nuts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you better trust who you're doing that with. And these girls for me are my safe space, you know, are definitely one of my favorite safe spaces to write in. And
indeed.
We hope, you know, that that's true for everybody, that everybody feels safe there. But that's what it's like. The relationship is tight because it has to be, but it's wonderful.
Tell me about your instrument. That is a cool looking thing. It's a hybrid, right? Both of them. Actually, I want to hear about both.
I'll let Rachel tell you about her bass.
Okay, so this is a U bass, which is like ukulele, is the body shape, of course, and it weighs like 3 pounds. But of course, you know, you don't play it acoustically, you plug in. And it kind of takes the place of that beautiful upright bass that's so hefty but lovely, and just the rubberized strings make a nice warm tone.
Yeah. Well,
it's always
when
very
I first saw it, I thought, oh, ukulele, right?
Yeah,
then I saw the strings, and it's like, what is this?
Yeah,
you know?
It has a nice deep sound.
It does. It sounds wonderful. Beautiful instrument.
It's very fun to play.
Now, Lauren, you've got an unusual instrument as
How
well.
How dare you point it out? We are playing a bluegrass festival in a couple of days, and I'm always apprehensive of playing bluegrass festivals because the real banjo players
are there. Yeah.
Oh man, and it's tough not to get laughed out of the place because, you know, they're real players who have sat down with a real banjo and learned their instrument. When we started this band, we were all singer-songwriters originally, but my first instrument is guitar, so that's what I know the best. This was the quickest fix. This is a 6-string guitar banjo. So it basically, you play it like a guitar, but it sounds like a banjo. And we needed some different elements in the music. There had, you know, that's where the fiddles or, you know, or banjo or different things that we brought into the music, mandolins or anything else. That's where the need is there.
Yeah.
And so we ended up deciding to use this, and man, if darned if it didn't stick for 8 years, and I still have to be laughed out of bluegrass festivals. So anyway.
It sounds great.
Thank you so much.
I know real banjo players can be kind of a pain and snobs and everything, but I think it sounds really cool.
The banjo jokes are always the best, but I am grateful to this instrument because it does give us that different element, but also, you know, I can at least passably get my way around on this instrument. But I'm grateful that Deering makes such a good version of this, because I've had a couple, and this guitar, or this banjo guitar, or gitcho, or whatever the name is, the mashup you want to use, this is their version, and I think it sounds good. Thank you so much.
It sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
We're talking with the Crickets. I'm John McDonnell, and you guys owe us two more songs, right?
Okay. We sure do. You got me in pieces since you've been gone. No matter what I do, I keep holding on. Baby, forgive me, I just couldn't. Baby, come back to me. Won't you stay, 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 stay with me? My pride's on the floor. Don't you walk out that door.
Stay with me. with shoes on my feet. I got soul, hey, hey, that you can't see. I'm shining brighter, hey, hey, than any one of your rocks. Hey, hey, pay no mind to the car that I drive, 'cause we're on the same road, hey, hey, just in a different style. Hey, hey, if you all walk, that'll be just fine, but I got room. Make it to another day. If you think you need to dim my light, you do you. I won't pay no mind. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Pay no mind. Well, I lay. I choose, hey, hey, where to make my bed. Hey, hey. Yeah, you seem like you got some time on your hands. Well, that's okay. Hey, hey. I understand. Hey, hey. Pain of mine. We're all trying to find our way. Just get by. Make it to another day.
Thanks for listening to Acoustic Interlude Sessions. Our guests today have been the Crickets. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.